So, I really do feel as though I'm a long way away from... And also, I've got to stick to the script today, which is very unusual for me. Are we sitting comfortably? Have you ever met anyone famous? Maybe a sports star? Or a film star? A pop star? Your favourite Baptist minister? No? Fair enough. Look at this. My beautiful assistant. Thank you. Wasn't available. Thank you for very sorry. Have you ever been excited about an event that you've been waiting ages for? Just waiting and waiting, and the days drag on. For example, in the Ford House, we start the countdown to Christmas sometime just after Easter, and the build-up to it is insane. It can be very difficult to contain those levels of excitement. The days leading up to Christmas or birthdays can go on and on. Now imagine waiting to meet that famous person or waiting for that big event for 500 years. Not it feels a bit like 500 years, but actually 500 years. That is, and I did the maths on this, 182,500 sleeps. That's approximately 4.3 million hours. And to give you some idea as to what that might feel like, that is 262 million episodes of Peppa Pig. Or one Easter holiday when the children are young. Because that's what the Jewish people had been going through. It was 500 years previously, 500 years before the very first Palm Sunday, that it had been prophesied that the king would come to Jerusalem. It was prophesied that there would be a Messiah, a king, a hero, who would come and save the nation. The prophecy said this king would come riding on a donkey, and the people would shout, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord." And they had waited 500 years. At what point would you have given up? At what point would you have got bored and gone, eh? What would you have given up on if in the time of Henry VIII something had been said about 2023? Would you still be excited that it might happen? So Palm Sunday is obviously a day when we celebrate Jesus. We celebrate Jesus the King, Jesus the Saviour, Jesus the one worthy of our praise. It is a day we celebrate God's faithfulness. God promised to send a king, and God sent a king. But it's also a day when we might think about what response God wants from us. Would we be as faithful as those crowds? Those crowds 2,000 years ago who came out and shouted for their king that they had waited so long to meet. We've already thought about where we might be in the story, where our emotions might be, what we might be excited about. But I wonder how quickly the excitement might disappear. Because on the other side of waiting for an event to happen is whether that event lives up to expectations. As a Liverpool fan, I remember going to Anfield for the first time and I was so excited. The build-up was incredible. "You Never Walk Alone" was sung brilliantly. And then we drew 0-0 with Swansea. And it was a terrible, terrible game. And all that excitement drained away, because the event just wasn't as good as the build-up. Today, it could be very exciting. There's parades, there's donkeys, there's a king who is coming. We can all be excited on days like today. And 2,000 years ago, the crowd were excited. But what about the rest of the week? Are you going to be excited tomorrow about Jesus? Are you going to be excited when we're not all together singing songs? Will you be excited at work or at home, at school? The crowd on Palm Sunday were very excited about Jesus. But by Thursday, the crowd was very different. Those who were shouting Hosanna on Sunday were shouting Crucify Him just a few days later. We might think that's being a bit too dramatic. After all, none of us is planning on doing that at Chris's Maundy Thursday service. But perhaps we should take some time today. Whilst it is exciting, whilst it does feel different, to ask God to help us remain excited. That we could ask God today to help us not just be part of the crowd today shouting, Jesus is King, but to ask that God would help us do that every day this week. So let us remember today's story, the story of Palm Sunday, the story of a king coming into town on a donkey, the crowds waiting expectantly. And let us pray that not just today, but tomorrow and for the rest of the week, we will join in with the crowds, those cries of praise, those words of recognition. Let us today, tomorrow, and for the rest of the week be ready to shout, Hosanna to the Son of David.
Amen!
I've never had a response like that. I've got another 7 pages to go. Suppose I'll end there then, on a high. I always do that. We are going to spend a moment in prayer. And what we'd like you to do is get into groups. And as Chris said at the beginning, if that's your worst nightmare, take this moment to reflect quietly. And all we want you to do is something very simple but powerful. We want you to finish this prayer. King Jesus, we thank you for... So we're going to take just 15 seconds in quiet to think about that. Then it'd be great to turn to your neighbour, the person behind you. If you're not that person, you can sit quietly and pray it. And just finish that prayer together. King Jesus, we thank you for... So let's take a few seconds in silence and then we'll pray. Lord Jesus, help us to be thankful. And help us as we encourage one another now to share our prayers of thanks. Turn to one another and finish that prayer together.